Sunny skies and 84 outside. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Two juveniles have been charged in the shooting death of a Clinton teen. According to a statement from officials with the United States Attorney's Office, criminal charges against two people in connection with the incident have been filed. However, because the two charged are juveniles, all documents, including court proceedings, are sealed. The statement concluded by saying the U.S. Attorney's Office is working with the Bureau of Indian Affairs on the investigation due to the fact that the alleged crime took place on Indian land. The apparent homicide of the 17-year-old Clinton boy took place on July 22nd on North 2260 Road, north of Clinton's Riverside Golf Course. According to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, the Custer County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call stating that a pickup truck had run into the large metal fence at a residence in the area. Deputies responded and found the teenage male in the driver's seat dead from injuries inconsistent with the vehicle accident. An Elk City man was arrested and charged last week after being accused of touching a young girl inappropriately. 42-year-old Nicholas Adam Garrett was arrested on July 30th after being charged earlier in the week with one count of child sexual abuse when authorities were tipped off that Garrett may have touched a six-year-old girl in an inappropriate manner on March 28th of this year. A probable cause affidavit obtained by Paragon Communications revealed that the allegation was made by a female subject at the Elk City Police Department on the same day the inappropriate behavior took place. During the course of the investigation, a forensic interview was conducted with the child where she, too, would make a similar allegation against Garrett. It was also disclosed that Nicholas may have been intoxicated during that time. Authorities would also interview the suspect's girlfriend where she would say that Garrett allegedly picked her up from her home and would drive her to his home while intoxicated. She would tell authorities that the girl was in the vehicle during that time as well. Police also discovered that Garrett violated a permanent protective order on multiple occasions, which gave him an additional charge of protective order violation. Bond for Garrett was set at $100,000. Search efforts are underway to find a 55-year-old Caddo County woman who went missing days after having brain surgery and hasn't been seen in nearly 2 weeks. There are reports that the woman was apparently spotted in the Clinton-Weatherford area over the weekend. Dawn Sherrill was last seen on July 21st leaving a residence near Anadarko. Authorities said she left her cell phone and wallet behind before getting into a red truck and driving off. Now there have been unconfirmed reports that Sherrill was spotted on Saturday traveling down Main Street in Weatherford. Another report said that Sherrill may have been spotted in Clinton near McLean Rogers Park and that a man was driving the truck while Sherrill was in the passenger seat. The witness also said that another man was in the bed of the truck. Authorities describe the truck as a red or maroon Ford F-150 with a black tailgate, a barbecue smoker or grill in the bed. Anyone with information is urged to call 911 or the Caddo County Sheriff's Office at 405-247-6666. You can also see a picture of Sherrill on KECOFM.com and Cool94.com. In state news, an Ardmore man pleads guilty to giving his girlfriend fentanyl-laced pills that caused her to overdose and die. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
24-year-old Andrew Waltz was charged with second-degree manslaughter after the death of 19-year-old Madison Porter in April of last year. Waltz appeared in court Friday. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison and 10 on probation. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $70.23. That's down another $1.03. Brent crude at $71.68, down 52 cents. Natural gas at $4.06. That's up 12 cents. Recapping our top story, two juveniles charged in the shooting death of a Clinton teen. Once again, sunny and 84 outside. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at it making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.